They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour, and with us is the managing editor for City View Magazine. They know what to do on account of they is City View. Jeff Pitts is with us back. You know, I'm back. You're back. We're in the same location, unlike by phone that we had to do last week because I was in Arizona.
Yeah. I'm always off my game when we do that.
I know. Me too.
I've kind of gotten comfortable with this, with the phone thing.
I know. I'm with you. That's what I tell, you know, when I'm doing other interviews all over the nation. I really would rather have those interviews if I can capture them someplace face-to-face.
Yeah, for
rather sure. Rather than this way, but or rather than on the phone. Yeah, because you can really interact with people better.
It's just a whole different thing for some reason. My phone interviews are terrible.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When you're doing phone
interviews? It's just rough sometimes. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to for whatever reason.
Right.
You know, but
hey, we got hockey tonight.
We do.
Yeah.
Are you going?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Heard you're going.
Did I? Huh? Yeah, I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
Huh? Wild.
Oh.
Huh? I know. Strange. Call me silly. Anyway, what else is going on this weekend? Wild play again tomorrow.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday. They play Manitoba Moose.
Hate them.
I kind of like the Moose.
The Moose?
Yes.
Well, it comes off the tongue easily.
Uh-huh.
Manitoba Moose. Yeah.
I mean, you got to go for the Wild.
But. Well, you know, what's really cool, though, is tonight and, you know, and Saturday, we'll all be able to stand and sing the national anthem for Canada. Oh, Canada.
You know it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Come on. Who doesn't know the national anthem for Canada? Come on. It's a great song, by the way.
Really? What's your favorite national non-American national anthem?
I like Canadian national anthem. I do. Yeah. I do.
Do you know a third one?
The Zimbabwe national anthem.
Yeah?
I don't know. No. Hatikva. There you go.
What's that?
The Israeli national anthem.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Certainly I've heard. I'm sure I've heard the Russian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're very stern over there in Russia. Yeah, it's just very.
It's just the Jaws theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, just. What is that? Baby Shark.
There. Baby Shark. Oh, I forgot about Baby Shark.
There you go. That should be somebody's national anthem. It was the Washington Nationals national.
Hmm?
That was the Washington Nationals.
Baby Shark?
Yeah.
Really?
Worked.
I'm lost.
All right, never mind.
All right. Yes, there's the Wild. Also, the Bucks play tonight and Friday and Saturday. Tonight and Saturday.
Got it. I understand.
So you have your choice of hockey. You ever been hit with a hockey puck?
No, but I do know someone very well that did get hit with a hockey puck at Bucks Arena.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How'd it go for him?
Yeah, went to the hospital.
That would hurt. Hospital, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Didn't get any money, she didn't. I would have. So...
That might be my least desired sports thing to be hit in the head with.
Yeah, a puck would not be good.
Way worse than a basketball or a football.
All right.
Where there's hope, there's life, wrote
yes.
Anne Frank. For nearly 2 years, Anne and her family hid alongside another family in a secret Amsterdam attic to avoid Nazi deportation. Use Journal documents the experience and her belief that, in spite of everything, people are truly good at her.
Yeah. Yeah. Diary of Anne Frank, right?
Diary of Anne Frank, that's right.
Here's a diary that people ought to read.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Let's hear it.
The Diary of Mary Berg.
Yeah?
This is a true story. Mary Berg was in the Warsaw Ghetto.
Uh-huh.
And you want to talk about a frank and honest opinion about what the heck was going on?
Yeah.
Mary Berg. That's Mary Berg, yeah.
Yep. I mean, Anne Frank. Yeah, okay, fine. But it's a tragedy. I mean, you know, she dies at the end. You know, she's marched off to camps.
Yeah.
But she has this rosy glow about hope people are good in the end. Well,
right.
That's not correct. Some people, maybe. Anyway, enough. I'm not going there. But for those of you,
I take
like,
it you're not going to see.
I won't be going to see. I've read it like 15 times. I think it was required reading when I was in high school. Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember reading it, but I might have. I did see the play. Our high school put it on.
Everybody does.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah. So where is this at, and what's going
Playhouse.
On?
Playhouse.
All right.
Starts tonight. Runs.
Runs forever.
A week or so. Yeah.
Got it.
Not a fan, huh?
I'm really not. I don't
you think overrated. You're like, lots of people kept a diary.
Lots of people. The Mary Berg Diary from the Warsaw Ghetto is one to read.
Now, a little more jaded?
Oh, it's not jaded. It's just probably a little bit more
accurate. Or more.
More graphic.
Oh.
As to what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would she have more insight into what was going on? I mean, Anne Frank is a 12-year-old girl. She's locked in her apartment. 12-year-old
girl. She was like, right. Oh, so too is this young woman. I mean, mm-hmm. She was 12, 13, 14 years old during all this time. But, I mean, it's just a stark, it stands in stark difference to the hopefulness of Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the unjaded, unvarnished, if you will,
mm-hmm.
look at what was going on.
Hmm.
Tough. Yeah, it's a tough book to read. All right. So now that I've dashed water on that, right, all the folks in the Playhouse are going to go, oh, Libby, that's nice.
All by, yeah.
If I wasn't Jewish, I couldn't probably say any of this stuff. But anyway.
So what do you think? Do you think, in spite of everything, people are truly good at heart?
No.
No.
No, I don't. Sorry to be Debbie Downer here, but you know, that's just kind of the way it is. I could probably start naming names, but I'm not going to do it.
Certainly not all people.
No.
Maybe some people.
Some people. Okay.
Maybe not some people.
Every once in a while.
Where is it? Like a crack, like down through the heart where it's like half good.
And I don't know.
Another just, portion bad. And they just, like are at war. Whatever. Sorry.
Everybody's at
I mean
war.
To turn this into. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Right. Yitzha hara, yitzha harim. The inclination to do evil or the inclination to do good is on the shoulder of every human. Mm-hmm. How you turn makes a difference.
Amen.
Yeah. So there you go. A rabbi speaks. What are we doing? All right, let's go. We got to...
Speaking of that, Little Black Dress plays at the Temple Theater.
Oh.
This fearlessly funny ladies' night out is a musical, wild card. It's craziness. Mayhem, it says.
Mayhem.
Yeah.
Mayhem like me.
Temple Theater.
Yeah.
Like you?
Well, no, like the commercial, you know.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you know, the guy that plays Mayhem. Was it Allstate? What? No, it's not Allstate. What is it? I can't remember. So there
Patrick
it is.
Patrick Mahomes?
No.
You mean Mahomes.
Mahomes. He's
that's
cool.
State Farm. He's doing State Farm
commercials. I know he's doing State Farm commercials, but, you know, anyway. It's the guy that always has chaos going on, you know? And then he says, if you had this insurance company, you would be able to avoid mayhem like me.
Hmm.
You don't remember? He's got the little bandage on.
I don't think I've seen it. Oh! And it's like a B-rate actor that like,
right.
And these have been going on for years.
Right, years. Yeah. What's the insurance company? See now, for all that money that they spent, you and I are going. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Flo from Progressive, I get. Right.
Right.
But I'm not sure who this guy is.
Yeah, might be Nationwide.
No, it's on your side.
Yeah? You know, don't they, like, come in, they fade in, then
no,
after
I
he...
No, I don't think so. I don't. So here we are.
It's chorus.
Yeah, chorus. Chorus line. That's another good play. All right, what else you got? I don't know. Just...
Per. John Busby.
John Busby. I know John Busby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
I know he's a promoter.
No, stay away from him.
Well, no, I've met John.
You know, he writes for City View.
Right.
Yeah. He also puts out a weekly newsletter.
Yes.
I get the newsletter. I just happened to look at it when I was putting this list together. He gives a music tip.
A music
every
tip.
Week.
All right. What's
Chad Elliott?
Yes.
Local guy. Two nights at the Flying Mango in Des Moines.
Flying Mango. One of the coolest. It's on Douglas.
Uh-oh.
No, or is it Hickman? Anyway, Flying Mango. Great place.
Flying Mango, the restaurant? Yeah, that's on
Hickman or Douglas? Hickman, isn't it?
I think it's Euclid. I mix up Euclid and Douglas.
We don't know.
Because they kind of are the same row, but they're
they
kind of not.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's like not maybe.
No, it is Hickman. It's Hickman.
Is it Hickman?
Just before you get to Beaver.
Good place.
Yeah, it is.
But they will not be there this weekend.
What?
I'm reading a little more carefully. And they'll be at the Greenwood Lounge tonight.
Greenwood Lounge.
And then February 23rd and 24th, Flying Mango.
Flying Mango is fun.
Yeah.
I've never been to the Greenwood. You?
I mix up those Ingersoll kind of... Yeah.
Haunts?
I think I got kicked out of there once.
You? Never.
21st birthday, I think.
Ooh, well. We do a lot of stupid things on our 21st birthday.
No, I hadn't done anything. I just didn't have an ID that said I was... Let's see, how did that work? Maybe it must have been like 2 weeks after my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And my ID had expired. But you know, you have 30 days, so it wasn't like... So it was still good.
But
it was expired. But I was 21. But they wouldn't accept it. So that's my grudge.
There you go. See you, Greenwood. We're out.
So anyway, Zaga Zig Shrine Circus.
Yeah, the circus coming to town. No elephants, though.
Sure.
Positive.
Okay. Is there another circus in town you want to tell us about?
That... No. I believe all circuses have banned the elephant. I think so, yeah. Hmm. Seems to be a recollection that I've had. Yeah.
I got an email bashing the Shrine Circus. Said not to promote it. But...
Said not to?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I didn't read the whole thing. You know, I just kind of skimmed.
So here we are talking about the Shrine Circus.
Well, it's a circus.
Right. Well, you got to go.
Yeah. I don't know.
First set of drumsticks I ever had came from the drummer at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus in Detroit, Michigan in about 1960.
Were there elephants?
There were. And tigers. And bears. Oh, my. Gave me a sticks. I didn't watch that. I was captivated by the drummer.
Yeah.
So I just stood with the circus band and watched him. At the end, he just gave me a stick. So it was cool. It was very cool.
Still got him?
Yes.
Huh. Is that true?
No. I wouldn't know where they are, but...
You think you have them somewhere, but you couldn't tell
right.
Where.
Exactly where. Yeah. It's probably in the Room of Doom. Speaking of that.
So the circus at the fairgrounds... Drake Bulldogs play on Sunday at Dogtown.
Yeah.
Take
who are they playing?
Missouri State.
Hate them.
And
with good reason, too.
You know, this might be one of the most entertaining Sundays in recent memory.
Why?
Those are just four things I happen to see. Drake game, Botanical Blues, Yoga Under the Stars.
There you go.
And Lewis Black gets better every day at Hoyt Sherman.
Really? Lewis Black at Hoyt Sherman. Nice.
What's Lewis Black known for? I mean, I know he's a comedian. It seems like he's always been around, but I'm not sure I've ever actually seen his
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a sarcastic comic.
Mm-hmm.
Sarcastic. I believe that's the case.
Billed is one of the most prolific and popular stand-up comedians performing today.
There you go. That's what he is. Right there.
A cathartic release of anger and disillusionment.
See, that's it. Yeah. And I think he was in some kind of issue a couple of years ago and was not very complimentary. So.
Does it really get better every day?
What?
Him and Anne Frank are kind of on the same.
Yeah, no.
That's the name of his show. It gets better every day.
Yeah, well, he's lying. Lewis Black.
Lewis Black. Des Moines Public Library.
Downtown?
Franklin Avenue.
Oh, okay. What are they doing?
Understanding white privilege.
Really?
Yep.
Who is somebody speaking?
Kevin Gannon, history professor at Grandview University.
Should be good. Gotta go.
That's a title that grabs your eye.
Yeah, white privilege, yeah.
I got to think about it. I don't know, like, the technical definition or if there is one. I mean, I think I could tell you, you know, layman's, but then I saw this whole thing. And so, I wonder
gotta
if there's
a...
That'd
be interesting, yeah.
Also, Office the Musical Tuesday of next week.
That sounds good.
At Hoy Sherman.
There you go. I like it.
That, I'll bet, is funny. That's a wrap. That's all
that's
we got.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mm, done.
Done.
Done. Just go see Anne Frank and just forgive me if I've ticked you off. I'm sorry. It's at the Playhouse.
That'd probably be my choice at all those, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Go see Lewis Black. Disillusionment.
I feel like I'm good on that. I have plenty. Like, I don't need
another source. I can well understand that. His name is Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen. He is the managing editor for City View Magazine. He comes in each and every Friday in person or, you know, by phone to chat it up about stuff going on in the greater Des Moines Metro. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here. That concludes another broadcast week. It has been a busy week, and thank you so much for tuning in each and every day. Just a program reminder, we will be on The Week in Review on News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday in Eastern Iowa. Why, they're broadcast, by the way, out of Waterloo. It's kind of fun. Get into 70 counties. It's kind of a neat thing. Anyway, all right, so we got to get out of here, and then we'll be back again, of course, on Sunday and then on Monday, and more of this hilarity and business stuff goes on each and every day. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.